bottom of Lamed Aleph on the base. Omer of Nachman, B'shel Torah ein chazok eshliach osa shlichuzok, in dine Torah, there we don't put a shliach on his chazok unless you know he did what he's supposed to do. You can't assume that he did it. B'shel Sofrim chazok eshliach osa shlichuzok. When it comes to the Drabonans, there we put the shliach on the chazoka, and you can assume he did what you told him to do. B'shel Sofrim shamchina raches to shliach, Rashi says, that even if he didn't do it, the Isser wouldn't be that great. It's only Isser Drabon, like Eruvei Tchum. Anyway, it's a Sofik Drabon and Lakula, but even by Sofik Drabon and Lakula, if you can be Mavarer, so you can't rely on the Sofik Drabon and Lakula. But here, since it's a Chazaka, even if you could ask the Shliach if he did it, you don't have to ask him. Rav Sheshes says that it doesn't make a difference. Afilu b'shel Torah, you can rely on this chazaka, and you assume that the shliach did what he was supposed to do. Okay, and the Tosfos brings down that some poskin paskin like Rav Sheshes, that chazaka shliach osa shlichuso applies even to divrei Torah, and some paskin like Rav Nachman, that only b'drabon and you say shliach osa shlichuso, not b'dinei d'raisa. Omer of Sheshes, minah aminola. Sheshes says, where do I know that even b'dinei ha-Torah, you can rely on the shliach, you can have a chazaka, that the shliach did what he was supposed to do. Yisnan, mishikorav ha-omer, hutor ha-chodesh miyad. Once the omer was brought, so now from that point on, you're allowed to eat chodesh. No matter when the Omer was brought, on the 16th day of Nisan. Barachokin, and people who are far away, who don't know when the Omer was brought, Mutara mechatzos hayom ve'elech. From chatzos, they can eat chadash, because they can assume that the Beis Din brought the Omer, that the Kohanim brought the Omer. V'chadash d'yoraisahu, chadash is from the Torah, uktani harachokin mutara mechatzos hayom ve'elech. Right, that they can assume that the Omer was brought. La mishum chazaka shliach osa shlichuso, isn't it because of the chazaka, right? And even though they have to bring the Omer, but they get the whole day to bring it. Right? They didn't have to bring it till the night. If it wouldn't be that there's a chazaka, that a shliach does what he's supposed to do as efficiently as possible, then they wouldn't be able to eat till the day passed completely. They knew that the Kohanim had to bring the Omer sometime during the day. But since there's a chazaka that a shliach does what he's supposed to do, and he does it efficiently, that past chatzos already, what's it called, mistama, they brought the omer. Rav Nachman says, Hasam kediktani taimel, if yishiyodim shein beizdin misatzlim, but no, there's a special halach in beizdin. You don't have such a chazaka by every shliach. Every shliach could be, doesn't do his job efficiently. Right? Sometimes he doesn't do what he's supposed to do, and he assumes that the Balabais understands that he can't rely on him. But Beis Din are not lazy, and they do efficiently what they're supposed to do, and therefore you can assume by Chatzos that they already brought the Omer. The Amrei, Omer of Nachman, the opposite. Rav Nachman brings a raya from here that you don't say Stam by Yishliach, Shliach Osa Shlichusa. Mino Amin Allah, how do I know that by Divrei Torah you're not? You don't somach on this chazaka. Diktani time of the fishiyod and shein beizim esatzlimbo. Since it says over there the reason why the people who are far away can eat chadash already after chatzos, because they can assume that the beiz din wasn't lazy and they brought the omer before chatzos. The beiz din hudlo esatzlim. Mashma, that doesn't apply to every person. It only applies to beiz din. Hashliach esatzlimbo. But sometimes the shliach tak is lazy. He doesn't do what he's supposed to do, and he assumes that the Balabais understands that he can't rely on him. So there's no such chazaka. Well, Rav Sheshes Amar Lecha, Rav Sheshes will say, no, Beis Din ad pal ged yoma, shliach kule yoma. Inachinami, there's something special about a Beis Din over here, that the Beis Din, you can assume that they did it really quickly. And test chatzos, they wouldn't be lazy. But a regular shliach, you can't imagine he's going to do it mamish efficiently, but at least by the end of the day, when he's supposed to do his shlichus, he did his shlichus, and he's not going to totally get out of his shlichus. So whenever the shlichus is up, You can assume that by that time he already, what's it called, already did it. Rashi. Harachokim Yerushalayim Sheinam Yodim Imadayin Korav HaOmer Mutarim Michatzos Hayom Alma Sanchinu Nakohanim Shehein Shluchenu Da'avdei Shlichusayu Mekarvilay. The Kohanim are our Shliach. Really, it's a Shaila Gemara Nedarim, whether Hani Kohani Shluchei Drachman or Shluchei Didan. Right? But Pashtus, they're both our Shliach and Shluchei Drachman. In some way, they're our Shliach also, and especially by Korbanos Tzibur. They're the shluchim of all of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, what you see from here, that the Kohanim, who are shluchim, you can assume that they did what they're supposed to do. Hashem Titoni Taima, no. Va'beidina Sanchin, Ava'ashliach Bi'almalo. Over there is a special halach of Beisdin. Beisdin you can rely on. But a regular shliach who said, Shliach Kulayom Anatrina, Umichimoto Le'ursa Sanchin Nalei. The shliach has the entire time that he can do his shlichus, so you assume that by the time that his shlichus was over, that he's done it. He's not going to not be neem unto his shlichus. The day didn't go by, or whatever the zman of the shlichus is, right? But by Beis Din, it's even better. Beis Din, we assume they did it as early as possible, and by Chatzos already they did it, because Rizim Akdimah L'mitzvahs means in the morning. And by Chatzos is not considered the morning anymore. So we assume that Beis Din were Zrizim. A regular Shliach, we don't assume he was a Zoris, but we do assume that he did what he's supposed to do. So till the end of the time of his Shlichus, you can't assume that he did it, but at the time that his Shlichus ends, you can assume. Okay. Omer of Sheshis, Mino Amenola, Sheshis said, have another Raya, that, what's it called, that even B'Shel Torah, you say Chazok HaShlias HaShlichosah. The Tanya Ha'isha Shi'eshala Ha'leda Oziva, a woman who gave birth, and she has a chiyuv to bring a korban leda, or a korban yoledes, or a korban ziva. Right? She was a zava, she has to bring a korban. Mevi'a mos, so she brings money for the korban. Then Osenis b'shofar, and she puts it into the pushka that's designated for a kinim. V'toveles v'ocheles b'kachim la'erev. And she goes to the mikveh. This is the halacha is like this. Let's say a yoledes. Yoledes after on the 80th day after an akeva, or the 40th day after a zachar. So on the 41st day she brings her korban, and that day after the korban she's tovel, and she, what's it called, that night she can eat kachin. Till then she's a mechuseris kapara, right? Even though she went to the mikveh and she's tohar, right? But she has to bring a korban. She can go to the mikveh any time after the 14th day by an akeva, or the 7th day by a zachar, and she's tohar. But she's a mechuseres kapara, and she's not allowed to eat kachim or going to the Beis HaMikdash until she brings her korban. She can't bring the korban until the 40th day for a zachar, and the 41st day for a zachar, and the 81st day for a nekeva. So she brings her korban on that day, and on the 80th day she brings it, and the 40th day. And she brings the korban that day. The next day, she already, that night, she can eat kachim, but only if they brought the korban. They didn't bring the korban, she can't eat kachim. So she doesn't know if they brought the korban or not. She put the money in, and she assumes they brought the korban. So that night, she's allowed to eat kachim. And this is d'oraisa. My time, alam mishum darmina chazoka shliach osa shlichusov. Isn't it because we say that there's a chazoka, that the shliach, the kohanim, did what they're supposed to do? Rav Nachman, hosim k'rav Shemaya. Rav Nachman will tell you, no, there's a special reason. It doesn't apply to every shliach. The Om Rav Shemaya, chazoka ain based in shol kohanim om dimishom at shiichlu kol moshe b'shofer. Beis Din of Kohanim have a special chazaka that they don't leave that day unless they used up all the money in the shofar for korbanos. In other words, all the women put their money for their kinim into this pushka, and they know that if they don't bring all that money as korbanos, right, then some woman is not going to have her korban done, and she's going to eat kachim shelo kedin. So they're very careful to make sure that before the day is over, they use up all that money and bring ophos as korbanos, and that way all the korbanos were made. Rashi, maos demei shtei sorim, the amount for two torim or two bnei yonah, which is the korban of a yoledes and the korban of a zava, two birds. Venosenis b'shofar shekasev alav kinim, in the pushka that says kinim. Shisham nosnim mos kinei chova. That's where they put money for the kinim that you have to bring the chova. So if somebody wanted to be menadev, there was another pushka. But this is for somebody who had a chiyuv to bring shtei sorim, again a yoledes or a zava, kinesnam b'shkolim, yud gimel shofros. There were 13 different shofros for different purposes, and this is one of them. The tovelis, the snan ha'onin, v'machusar kippurim, shrichin tefillah l'kodesh. Even though she's tahar, she has to go to the mikveh again, because v'machusar kippurim, after their carbon is brought, has to be tovel again. So she's tovel, and she can eat kachim, v'ochelis b'kachim la'ereth, alma chazaka kohanim osim shlichusam. You see, as a chazaka, the kohanim, who are our shliach, do their shlichus. And we can assume that they brought the korban. Hoel v'hadover toli bohem. Shanoshim somchos aleihem. Women rely on them. Shalo yavar hayom at sheiknu kinim b'chol mol sheba osa shofar. That they're going to go and buy kinim and be makriv them from all the money that was in that shofar. V'yakrivum kidei shalo yochul anoshim kachim b'tumas haguf shu b'koris. Because if they don't, then a mechusar kippurim who eats kachim is chayiv koris. Rav Nachman Amar Lecha, Hanami Chazaka Devei Dinahu. It's not a Chazaka on the Shliach. It's Chazaka on the Beis Din. The Beis Din of Kohanim made sure the Kohanim brought these Karbanos. You couldn't rely on any Stam Kohen. You could rely on the Beis Din. Omer Rav Sheshes, Menah Menulah. Rav Sheshes, where do I know that even B'divrei Torah, Chazaka, Shliach Osa Shlichus, so the Tanya. Omer Lecha Veiro Tzei Ulekot Lecha Te'ena Mitei Nasi. Right. Person tells his friend, okay, the Gemara is going to discuss who's saying it, a chaver or an amaretz, and who's he saying it to, a chaver or an amaretz. He says, go and take as many figs from my fig tree, right? So, ochel mehen aroi, so the person who, gathers the figs, can eat from them only aroi, before he takes off trumas and maisers, like any anything that hasn't yet come into the house. You're allowed to eat it aroi, even before you take off trumas and maisers. And when he finally takes off trumas and maisers, it's vadai tevel. Because the guy who told him, take as many figs as you want, doesn't know how many figs he took. So there's no way he could take off trumas and maisers. He has to take off a tenth. He doesn't know how much a tenth is. So we're for sure that the person who said, go and take as many figs as you want, didn't take off trumas and maestras on what he was taking. Okay. In other words, he didn't take off trumas and maestras from it because he didn't know what he was going to take.
They're on the tree still, yeah?
What? You know, so we went and took it, and then an hour later he took off trumas and maestras and somewhere else on that. Yeah, no, he took it, He took it after he, In other words, there was an amount of time after he took it, and he knew that it wouldn't take him time to get to his house, and he took off trumas and maisers for that. But here he can't take off, he doesn't know how much it was. Right? Malei lecha kalkola zu te'enim. If he tells him an amount, fill up this basket for the te'enim. So he knows how much there was in the basket, how much of the value in the basket is. Then we can assume that the person who told him he can take the figs took off trumas and maisers for him. Ochumen aroi, still he's only allowed to eat aroi, umaasrun demai, and he takes off maiser demai, sotik. Because we're not sure, because we assume, we'll see in one second, that the person who told him to do it took off trumas and maisers. Ba'medvorim amurim, ba'am ha'oretz. That's ba'yan am ha'oretz. Aval b'chaver, ochol ve'nosorech la'aser. But by a chaver, the chaver now we're thinking about the chaver who told somebody to go and fill up the basket full of figs. So he for sure took off trumas and maisers. By an amaris, we're not sure if he took off trumas and maisers. So you have to take off again misafik. Okay? Because we're not sure if an amaris took off, even from his own thing. And that's a shliach. Not because we're not sure if the shliach. Here we're not sure if the person took off trumas and maisers for himself. But by a chaver, we're sure he took off trumas and maisers. You can assume that the chaver took off trumas and maestras for sure, and you don't have to take it off again.
What?
From something else, from his other things that he had in the house. We'll see in a second.
Why should he chavish he took trumas and maestras from?
He doesn't want the guy to. No, it's because he's.
He couldn't have the tree. He's from Chuba. He's from Chuba. So
what?
He couldn't have taken trumas and maestras before that for sure.
No, so that's what I'm telling you. He told him go and take it. He knows he's going to take it right within the next 15 minutes. At that point, he takes from other figs he has in the house.
Why did he do that?
Because he gave it to an Amma Oretz, and he doesn't want to be, we'll see. Where's this report? why he would want to do that. So by a chaver, we can assume for sure that the chaver took off trumas and maestras for the guy who took the figs off his tree. Divrei Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Divrei Rebbe. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer, b'med dvarim amurim b'am ha'aretz. That's only by an am ha'aretz. Aval b'chaver eino ochel ad sheyaser. That's only by an am ha'aretz that you have to take off, that you can only take off demai. Right? That's misafi. But by a chaver, just the opposite. You don't take off, you have to take off meiser vada. Why? Shalo nech shidu chaverim litron shalom ramukah. Because we for sure the chaver would not have taken off trumas and meisras shalom min amukah. Shalom min amukah means not from the same kli. He said, we learned before, that you have to take off trumas and maestras, l'chatchila. Rashi learns midrabanan, because we're afraid that you may take off trumas and maestras on something that's not there anymore. Or Tosus learns as a pasuk, right? And we're not choshet that a chaver is going to take off trumas and maestras, shalom min amukav. It's also to do that, either midrabanan or minatora. And therefore, he wouldn't take off trumas and maestras or something he has in his house on something that the other guy has in his basket, okay, and he's not taking the figs still belong to the first guy. He's giving him permission to eat them. What's it called? He says, "What's it called? Go and gather me figs." And this thing was sure that he took off trumas and maestras, and he gave permission to the guy to eat some of them. But they're not what's it called? They're not belong to the other guy. He can't touch trumas and maestras on somebody else's thing. It was already his. Talking where he told him, "You, what's it called? Please go gather my figs for me," and he could eat some of them, or whatever. So we're sure that the person who sent him took off trumas and maestras if he was an am ha'aretz. Then we're not sure. Then we're not sure if he took off trumas and maestras or not. If he was an am ha'aretz, because an am ha'aretz anyway, we're not sure if he ever takes off trumas and maestras for himself. So you have to take off only demai. But if a chaver sent the guy, right, then we're sure he didn't take off trumas and maestras, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, because a chaver knows that you're not allowed to take off trumas and maestras if it's not from the same kli. Can't take off trumas and maestras from something over here on something in a different place, and he wouldn't be over that issue. So we have Machlokas Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, mamish opposites. Rebbe says we're sure the chaver is going to take off trumas and maestras. You don't even the other guy doesn't have to take off trumas and maestras at all, for sure. Only by Anam Ha'aris, we're not sure if he took off Trumas and Maestras, you have to take off Demai. But a Chaver, for sure he took off Trumas and Maestras. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says just the opposite. And Anam Ha'aris, we're not sure if he took off Trumas and Maestras, because he's not careful, if he did take off Trumas and Maestras, not to take Min HaMukav. Not so frum. And in the Evid, it's good. But a Chaver would never take off Trumas and Maestras, Shalom and HaMukav, so Ivadi didn't take off Trumas and Maestras, so you have to take off from Mitan Vada. Omar Revi, Nirin Divorai mi Divrei Abba. Right? The Rebbe was Rav Shimon Gamliel's son. He said, what I said is better than what my father said. Mutiv Shiachadu Chaverim Litrov Shalom Amukav, because Enochanami, normally a Chaver doesn't take Shalom Amukav. But better to be Choshed that the Chaver took off Shalom Amukav, Alo Yachilu Lame Aretz Tvod. But he's doing it to save this Lame Aretz from eating Tevel. So he's taking off the Trumas and Maaser. He made the Am Ha'aretz, what's it called, to do something for him, and he's going to cause him to eat tevel by not taking off Trumas and Maaser. So better he should be over a small Isser and take Shalom and Amukav than to cause the Am Ha'aretz to do a big Isser of eating tevel. Shmuel says, Ad kan lo pligei ela demar sover nechshedu mar sover lo nechshedu. Their halachlokas revolves around the fact whether the chaver is going to do a small iser to save the am ha'aretz from a big iser. That's a separate condition. But if it wouldn't be for that condition, if taking off trumas and maaser shalom and amukav would be mutter completely, then we'd have a chazaka that the chaver took off trumas and maasers for the sake of the am ha'aretz. That's the same thing as what's it called of the shliach osa shlichusa. Right. And what's it called? And over there, Lechora, it's talking about something that is min ha-Torah. Lechora, Meiser Te'inim is only Drabonin. Meiser, Trumas and Meisers, min ha-Torah, is only on Dovan, Tirosh V'Yitzar, right? Grapes and olives, and wheat, and the five Chameshes Haminim, but not on fruit. So the Rishonim say that Ein HaChinami. This is only the Rabbana. But the concept of Trumas and Maisras has a Ikr Min HaTorah. There is a Yesod from the Torah for that. So even though in this situation it's only Durabanan, right, it still has a Din D'oraisa. When we say that it only helps by Durabanan, it means something that has no Ikr Min HaTorah. Like Trumin. That, or what's it called? We pass Min Trumin or only Durabanan. So Trumin have no Ikr Min HaTorah. But real, something that is from the Torah. But in this situation is Durabanan, that's called Min HaTorah. That's something that's an Ikr Min HaTorah. For a lot of halachas like that, Yesh Breira is only by Durabanan. Right, not by a deraisa. Something has an ikr min haTorah, also ain breira. Same halacha. Something has an ikr min haTorah, we treat it as if it's min haTorah. And the Rambam holds on like that. The Rambam holds that something that is an ikr min haTorah, it's only derabanan, has a din derabanan, and if you hold chazaka, shliach, osa, shlichuso, only by the derabanan, it would help there too. Okay. How he learns over here, is that I think the Rambam holds that Trumas and Maishas of Peiris is also a deraisa. Machlokas, whether it applies to only dog and tirish and yitzar, or it applies to all payers. Rav Nachman, so what's Rav Nachman to do with that case? Right? The Lamais over there, we see that the Chadir, the way we've has a chazaka, that he's what's it called, going to take off Trumas and Maisos. Same kind of chazaka, that somebody who has a responsibility, we can assume he did the responsibility. That's the concept of Shliach. Here's not a Shliach. The Amorites didn't make the Chavar a Shliach to take off Trumas and Maisos for him. But the idea is that the chaver has a responsibility and he fulfills the responsibility. And the same thing over in regular cases. Somebody has a responsibility, he fulfills it. Rav Nachman, Hosam, Rav Chanina, Chozor. No, Rav Nachman says that over there is a special case. Not because we assume that everybody who has a responsibility fulfills it and therefore Shliach Hosa Shlichusa. Over there is a special halacha, as Rav Chanina Chozor said. The Omer Rav Chanina Chozor, Chazakahu al chaver, Sheino Molshi Dover, Sheino Mesuka Mitachas Yodo. A chaver never lets peiros go out of his hand that he didn't take off Trumas and Maisos. It's a nucha, a separate chazaka. It's not a chazaka that people fulfill their responsibility. It's a special chazaka that a chaver doesn't let food go out of his possession that he didn't take off Trumas and Maisos for. Rashi. Tzei ulekot lecha te'ena mitenasi velo nasan mida likitasi. You didn't give him an amount. Just whatever you want to take. Then ochel ha-malakeit min ha-nilkotos, the person who gathers it, is allowed to eat from the things that he gathered, aroi, below maiser, is allowed to eat a temporary snack without maiser. Ukshibola ochlan keva ma'asra. When he wants to eat them in a derech keva, as a meal, then he has to take off trumas and maisers. Vada. Maisers. Vada maisers. Vadoi in truma gedola. The whole dini hafrosha. Shein sofik lomer shema balabais iser aleihem. That's to take off truma and maisur mitam vada. And we keep, doesn't know sofik, that maybe the balabais took off trumas and maisurs. Mimokom acher, to halo yoda kamalikit. He didn't know how much he took. So he can't take off trumas and maisurs. Aval omer lo malei lecho kalkolozu. Hoel venosin ze, yodea kamalokit. He told him exactly how much to take. Right? Fill up this mida. Yesh lomer shema ze hanosin choshi shema yisim lecholot. The guys were afraid that the person who gave the kalkola and told the person he can go and take as many figs as he wants to fill up the basket, he's afraid that the person is going to be so much on him to take off trumas and maisers, sheitin lo dover heter, that he's giving him something that's mutter. So after he goes to collect it, he'll take off trumas and maisers from it on from somewhere else, from something he has in his house. That's varei tevel. Umaser alemi mokom acher, right? And even though he doesn't know exactly when he took off the tree, he'll take it off, that it should be chal whenever the person takes it off the tree. Right? So that's also okay. Hilkach malakit ze ochel mehen aroi, below meiser. He's allowed to eat it aroi below meiser. Ukshibol ochel keva ain't tzorich lasrin vade. And if he wants to now eat a meal, he doesn't take off trumas and meisers mitam vade. He can't make a brach on the trumas and meisers, because maybe the other guy took it off. What's the difference if it's d'mai or not? That he can eat the maestros, doesn't have to give it to a levi or an oni. Because sofik, what's it called, mosim chavero varaya. He has to take it off because sofik, if he didn't take it off, it's tevel. You can't eat it. But now that he has it off, what does he do with it? Anybody's allowed to eat maestro rishon. It's not only a levi can eat it, anybody can eat it. It's chulin. And anybody can eat Maaser Ani. There's only a problem. You have to give it to the Ani and the Levi, else Mominus. In Mominus, we say, Motsi B'charir, well, all right, you prove your, that this is Chayiv, and I'll give it to you. You can't prove it, so you can eat it. Anybody can eat Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. And therefore, you don't make a bracha on it, and you also don't have to give it to the Levi and the Ani. You can eat it yourself. So Rebbe says, when do you say that it's a Sufik? And Maish have to take off Demai. That's only Bam Ha'aretz. Shanosei Nam Ha'aretz. Well, the person who gave the figs to the other guy is Nam Ha'aretz. The ain't no choshish blifnei either. And he's not afraid. The Chod Ma'amoris doesn't care if the other guy is nechshel. It's not my responsibility. I'm not eating it. He's eating it. Avo b'chaver vadim usarnein. But by a chaver, for sure, he took off ma'aser. The ain't sorach la'aser. I feel to my. You don't take off a b'chlat. We could assume for sure that the chaver took off ma'aser, right? And the Amhoris now can eat it without any problem. What? And he's not mad. That's what I'm going to say. And he's not makbid on mukaf. Because he'd rather be over the small isser of taking shalom and amukah than cause the amharitz to eat something that's tepid. Rav Shimon the alomer b'ben tvar amurim the sogi b'dmai. Shimon says just the opposite. When is it? Did you only have to take me sothik is mancha nosi amharitz? If the one who gave it was an amharitz, shvachoshu litrom shulman amukah. Because then it's possible that he took off trumas and maisers because he's not choshish for the din of min amukah. Avol hoya hanosin chaver. But if the person who let the other person gather his figs is a chaver, lo yochal keva halokit achiyasa maisus vada. There was sure he didn't take off tumas and maisus according to Shimon Amiel. Why? Because he wouldn't take off min hamukah, shalom min hamukah. Rabbi Benosho Shimon Amiel. Rabbi was a son of Rav Shimon Amiel. The al yachilu lami horitz tvalim lekam meforish hai niu am horitz. Which am horitz are we talking about? See 1 second what the problem is over here. Lo nechshedu litrom shalom and amukah holav hachi vavei havisam chinun aval abayis zeh shu shliach al kach shemutl alav la'aser mashu nosein v'lo yachil isr lam ha'aretz. The idea of the shlichus over here is he has a responsibility. He has a responsibility not to be machshul lam ha'aretz by giving him figs that he knows he's not going to take off trumas and maisers, or he's not sure. So he does his responsibility. If it wouldn't be for this shayla of taking shalom and amukah, right, whether and a chaver still doesn't take shalom and amukah, even though it's going to cause the amoritz to do a bigger iser, or he vadai takes off because he doesn't want to cause the other. But lamaisa, if you don't take that out of the equation, we assume he fulfilled his responsibility. So you see that we have a chazaka shliach osa shlichus. So even min haTorah, Morris says no. Here it's a different chazaka. It's not a chazaka that people fulfill their responsibility. It's a special chazok on a chaver when it comes to trumas and maestras that he doesn't let things out of his possession that trumas and maestras weren't taken off. Special din by trumas and maestras. Mitachas yado, the hoel upeire didehu, since it's his peiros, or lady de rami, he has that responsibility to see to it that he's not machshel anybody in trumas and maestras. The chayish with neiver, avashliach, the kibla le mechaveru, ikalamemer de meyayish, velo ovid, the sovrahu lo somichalai. So here's a special chazaka when it comes to trumas and maisers, that a regular shliach who accepts responsibility, it's possible sometimes he doesn't fulfill the responsibility, and he says, everybody knows that people don't do everything all the time, and therefore the guy's not going to be samech on me. As much as people don't always fulfill their responsibility, other people know not to rely on them. So I know the guy told me what to do, he knows that I may not do it. So I'm not going to be machshul him in anything. Mashenke, when it comes to trumas and maisers, there's a special chazak and a chaver doesn't let it out of his hands until he takes off trumas and maaser. Okay, now the Gemara says, Omar Mar. Now we're going to go back and at least discuss the case. When do we say that either, according to Rebbe, you have to take misata, right? But if it's, that's only by an amha'aretz. Because we're not sure if the amha'aretz took off trumas and maaser. But by a chaver, we're sure he took off trumas. You don't have to take off at all. Or, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, right, when do you have to take off misafik? That's only by an amoritz, who we think would take off shalom and amukah. But by a chaver who never would take off shalom and amukah, him he has to take off vade, trumas and maisers. Because a vade, he didn't do it because he wouldn't do it shalom and amukah. Avo b'chaver, ochel, vein osorach la'aser, divrei Rebbe. Right, that's what Rebbe says. Hai amoritz, deka omar le'laman. This, the Havamina. Right? When you have to take off misafik, because the Amharic told somebody, go and relocate, right? Then that somebody takes off Trumas and Maestros misafik. Who did the Amharic tell? He lema dekomer l'Amharic chavrei ma'asrin demai mitzayis. If he told another Amharic, so we paskin, you have to take off Trumas and Maestros demai, because the first Amharic may not have taken off. The second Amharic is not going to listen to you. He thinks Amei Haaretz take off Trumas and Maestros. He's not going to listen to you. The whole takana was because Amei Haaretz, we're afraid they don't take off Trumas and Maestros. We're talking to a chav, we're not talking about Amharic himself. Right? So it can't be that this Amharic told another Amharic, because then there's no psak. Right? He doesn't care. He assumes that Amei Haaretz take off Trumas and Maestros. Elaba Amharic, the Komrei Lechaver. Right? He's talking about an Amharic who told the chaver, go take as many figs as you want. And we're telling the chaver, you can't be sure that this Am Ha'aretz took off Trumas and Maestros. It's a Safik. So the Safik take off again. In a Sefer, look at the Sefer. Nirin Divorei Mit Divrei Abba. Rebbe said, what I said is more Hegyoni than what my father said. Why? Mutav Shiyashitu Chaveirim Litrom Shlom and Amukav V'al Yachilu La'am Ha'aretz Tvolim. Right? It says that what's it called? Probably the Balabayas, the Am Ha'aretz, took off Trumas and Maestros, right? Because, even though it's Shalom and Amukav, because, what's it called, better the, he should be over the Isser of Shalom and Amukav, then he should feed Amei Haaretz, that the Am Haaretz is not going to take off. So who are we talking about? An Am Haaretz. We're talking about an Am Haaretz who's going to eat this stuff without Trumas and Maestros. We just said it's talking where he said it to a chaver. Because if an Am Haaretz, how do we paskin to the Am Haaretz that he should take it off the demat? So, is it an Amoritz or a Chavar? From the Sefer, it's Mashman talking about an Amoritz who gave to a, what's it called, an Amoritz. From the Reish, it's Mashman, it's an Amoritz who gave to a Chavar. Right? Shemutav Shiyashadu Chaverim Litrom Shalom and Amukav Yal Yachilu Amoritz Tavolim. Tomorrow says, Ami Horitz, my boy, Hashem. But which Amoritz? The Reish, we said, is talking about a Chavar. An Amoritz who told the Chavar to fill up the basket. Now we're saying that the first guy, for sure, took off Trumas and Maestros because he doesn't want the second guy, the Am Ha'aretz, to eat Tevel. The Maestros, the second guy's not an Am Ha'aretz, he's a Chaver. Amar Avina, Reish of Am Ha'aretz, Shomer L'Chaver, Seif of B'Chaver, Shomer L'Am Ha'aretz. Two different cases. The Reish is talking where an Am Ha'aretz told the Chaver, right? And therefore, the Chaver has to take off Demai because maybe the Am Ha'aretz didn't take off Trumas and Maestros. And the Seif is talking a case where a, what's it called, the Chaver told an Am Ha'aretz. And therefore, the Chaver, for sure, takes off Trumas and Maestros, even though he's taking Shalom and Amukav, according to Rebbe, because better he should take Shalom and Amukav than cause the Am Ha'aretz to eat Tevel. Reish of Am Ha'aretz, Shomer L'Chaver, Sefer B'Chaver, Shomer L'Am Ha'aretz, the Chaver Acher Shomer. Now, the Chaver, we can't tell the Am Ha'aretz to take off, what's it called, or he doesn't have to take off, we can't pass him for the Am Ha'aretz, he's not going to listen to us anyway. So it's talking where another chaver heard this chaver told the Am Ha'aretz, and now this chaver wants to eat it or not. So we tell him you don't have to take off the chlal because you can assume the first chaver took off not to be machshel the Am Ha'aretz. Rashi. Mitzayis loch. La suret sofik. Because the Am Ha'aretz is going to listen to you. We pass him. You have to take it off demai. Right? Every Am Ha'aretz takes off Trumas and Maestros. He doesn't take off demai. He thinks he knows he took off, or he thinks he took off, whatever. Right? Am Ha'aretz chavrei mehemen le'tzvei minoch. He believes his friend, the Am Ha'aretz, better than he believes the Rabbanim. He's not going to take off Trumas and Maestros, so who are we talking to? Reisha, the Tani Ma'asrin demai. The Reisha says he has to take off demai. The Am Ha'aretz, the Komer le'chaver. He's talking about an Am Ha'aretz who told the chaver to gather the figs. Now we're talking to the chaver. You better take off misafik because we're not sure if the Am Ha'aretz took off Trumas and Maestros for you. Sefer, the Sefer is talking where a chaver told an Am Ha'aretz, and therefore we tell the we assume that the chaver took off Trumas and Maestros for sure because he'd rather be over the small isra of minam shalom and amuka rather than be machshel the Am Ha'aretz. And who are we telling that you don't have to take off at all? Not this Am Ha'aretz, because he's not going to listen to us anyway. We're telling a chaver who heard the chaver tell the Am Ha'aretz, and now he wants to take some of these figs. You can eat them without taking off Trumas and Maestros, because Vavadai, the chaver, took off Trumas and Maestros not to be mashal the Am Ha'aretz, and now if the Am Ha'aretz wants to give you, you don't have to even take off the mai. Because we're sure the original Chavar took off Tumas and Maishas. V'achi Kamar. The Medvar Amorim Delokei Tzorich La'as from the Mai Ba'amor Shomer Lo L'Chavar. L'kot Di'ika L'shvukei Yisraelayu Hay Balabayas Ilot. When do you have to take off the Mai if the, what's it called, the, an Am Ha'aretz told the Chavar has to be Mesupik, whether the Am Ha'aretz took off Tumas and Maishas or not. Avob the Chavar Shomer La'am, but if the Chavar told an Am Ha'aretz to do the same thing, right, Lekit Kalkola Zu, the Chavar Acher Shoma, and another Chavar hears him say that, and now he wants to eat this Chavar from what the Am Ha'aretz gather, right? Shomli Minenu Ochel Veino Tzorech Laser. Now we tell the Chavar, you don't have to take off Maishra at all. Well, even Demai. The Vadaik, even the Nosin Chavar, Velokit Am Ha'aretz, Chayish HaNosin, the Lolich Linu B'tov Lai. The original Chavar is afraid that the guy's going to eat it, the Tevel. So he takes off Tumas and Maishra for him, for sure. It's Shalom and Amukov, and he's over an Isser. Better he should be over a small Isser than the Am Ha'aretz should be over a big Isser. The Torim Av Shalom and Amukov, the Mut of Yachshlu Chaver, like we said before, and tomorrow the Gemara will discuss this Klal, when do we say that the Chaver would rather be over a small Isser and not make the Am Ha'aretz be over a bigger Isser, or we say that or not, that's the Machlokas Rebbe and Rav Shimon.